Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
I'm
so happy to stand before you all. The purchased of the Lord. People that were bought by the blood of God. You are so precious. You are so precious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's my pleasure to stand before you and to echo back the same message that was preached by the prophet Malachi 4. I want to greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And we may be seated just for a while. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate my precious elder, Brother McQuinye. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's not my first time to preach. When he invited me, he once invited me and I preached for him out there.
Norton.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But it's my first time to come and stand before you here.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory
be to God.
You
see, I want to thank God for His grace.
Just
to give us this opportunity. This side of
Calvary.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are down there.
Tiriko zasuko.
Kambuzuma.
Kukambuzuma.
Where we are enjoying ourselves out there.
Uko katiri kuropa fazwa. Tiriko nze ikoko.
His brother Dakwa taking services today.
Di.
Brother Dakwa.
Brother Dakwa ndio wari kuparidza nhasi mangwanani.
Amen. Sorry, my voice is kind of. But it will be okay as you start to say amen and praise God.
And dine urombo kuti zvirangu rakazvezera asi richaita zvakanaka mukarama muchita ma amen nema haleluya.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Ishe ngava kudzwe.
You see, I'm just elated.
Ini ndiri kungofara.
I don't fear to stand before the purchase of the Lord.
Handitye kumira pe vakatengwa naIshe.
Because I know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. I brought my wife. Amen. That beautiful woman sitting over there. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Three
girls, some young boys. Maybe sitting close to here. I've got two girls and three boys. God gave us those young little ones to raise in His name.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My name is Brother Abiata Bere.
Amen. Amen.
You see, I want to appreciate God for the song.
Ndakutendaishe Neru Yorwa Taimba.
He is coming soon.
Kuti anouya nekuchimbidza.
We are gathered here to welcome him.
Taungana pano kuti timuchingamidze.
That's my message that I was going to preach right now.
Ndiyo maridzo andichaparidza iye zvino.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to welcome the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tidakugamuchira kuuya kwaIshe Jesu Kristo.
Praise the Lord.
Ishe ngavakudzwe.
Amen.
Amen.
So I would ask you, saints, just to stand up on your feet.
Chakumbirai vatsvene kuti musumuke mumire patsoka dzenyu.
Open our Bibles.
Tivhure mabhaibheri edu.
Book of Revelation.
Kubhuku rezvakazvarurwa.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Starashe ngari bwinyiswe.
You know, it's only the bride.
Munoziva kuti imwe ngabedzi.
Who's got the right and authority to open this book?
Vane mvumo nekutenderwa kwacho kubvura Bhaibheri raMwari.
Especially the book of Revelation.
Zvikuru sei bhuku rezvakazarurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Agree with me on that one.
Vangani vanotenderana nazvo izvi kuti mwenga bedzi ndiye anotendera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at our scripture in Revelation chapter 5. We'll read three places. That is chapter 5,
chapter 8, and chapter 10.
But I will read chapter 5, and after reading that one,
chapter 5,
sit down, read the rest of the scriptures while you are seated.
chapter 8 ne chapter 10 makagara henyu.
Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 5 says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof.
Chisauko chefive chinoti, zvino ndakaona muruoko rworudyi rwoiye wakanga agere pachigaro cheushe. Bhuku yakanyorwa mukati nokunze kwayo yakanamatidzwa nezvisimbiso zvinomwe. Ipapo ndakaona mutumwa une simba achidanidzirwa nenzwi guru achiti, ndianiko wakafanira kuti azarure bhuku iyi nokusunungura zvisimbiso zvayo?
And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon.
Asi kwakanga kusina munhu kudenga kana panyika kana napasi penyika wakagona kuzarura bhuku iyi kana kutarira mairi.
And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon.
Ipapo ndakachema zvikuru zvakusina kuwanikwa munhu wakafanira kuti azarure bhuku kana kutarira mairi.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Zvino mumwe wavakuru akati kwandiri, usachema hako, tarira shumba yerudzi rwaJudha, mudzi waDhavhidhi, yakakunda kuti izarure bhuku nezvisimbiso zvayo zvinomwe.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Zvino ndakaona pakati pechigaro choushe nezvisikwa zvipenyu zvina, napakati pavakuru gwayana rimire rakaita serabayiwa, rine nyanga nomwe nameso manomwe, iri mweya minomwe yaMwari yakatumwa kunyika yose.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Hallelujah.
Iro rakauya rikatora bhuku muruoko rworudyi rwaiye wakanga agere pachigaro choushe. Hallelujah.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints.
Zvino rakati ratora bhuku, zvisikwa zvipenyu zvina navakuru vana makumi maviri navana vakawira pasi pamberi pegwayana, mumwe nemumwe ane rutwimbwa nendiro nendarama dzakanga dzizere nezvinonhuhwira iri minyengetero yavatsvene.
And I sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Praise God, hallelujah. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Hallelujah. Glory. We shall reign on the earth. You may be seated. Brother, we are kings. We are priests. Kings to rule, brother. Hallelujah. Priests to intercede. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lamb of God. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. And I'm chapter 8 of Revelation. So I'm preaching to kings and priests right now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do you accept your king? Do you accept? Do you accept what the Bible has said to you? It's not what the devil is telling you. It's not what your mother is going to tell you. It's not even what your pastor can tell you. It's what God has told you. God has said you are kings and you are priests. Hallelujah. So I'm preaching to those great people. He is King of kings. And you are the kings. And he is King of these kings. The high priest of these priests. Hallelujah. So we are here, brother, to rule. We are here to reign, brother. We rule over devils. Hallelujah. We intercede for one another. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lamb of God. Amen. Yeah, I want to hear myself in this thing here. Glory be to God. Listen to Revelation chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Amen. Hallelujah. That's when the seventh seal was broke open. In heaven there was silence. John had to note that. Amen. Praise God, amen. Revelation 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was, as it were, the sun, and the feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And upon the earth, lift up his hand to heaven.
Ipapo mutumwa uyo andakaona amire pamusoro pegungwa napamusoro penyika akasimudza ruoko rwake rworudyi kudenga.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Akapika naiye uri mupenyu nokusingaperi peri wakasinga denga nezvirimo nenyika nezvirimo negungwa nezvirimo kuti nguva haingazovi vo.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel,
hallelujah,
when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he had declared to his servant the prophet. In the days of the voice, and we are in the days of the voice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, that's when the mystery of God would be finished. It will be finished. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm reading on verse 8.
And
the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me, said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Ipapo inzwi riya randakanzwa richibva kudenga rakataurazve kwandiri richiti, enda utore bhuku yakazarwa iri muruoko romutumwa umire pamusoro pegungwa napamusoro penyika.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Ndikaenda kumutumwa ndikati kwaari, ndipe bhuku duku. Iye akati kwandiri, tora uidye, ichavavisa mudumbu mako, asi mumuromo mako ichanaka souchi.
And I took the book, the little book, out of the angel's hand, and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, My belly was bitter.
Ipapo ndakatora bhuku duku muruoko romutumwa ndikaidya ikanaka mumurumo mangu souchi. Asi ndakati ndaidya mudumbu mangu mukavaviswa.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
Vakati kwandiri unofanira kuprofitazve pamusoro pavanhu vazhinji nendudzi nendimi namadzimambo.
Praise God.
Ishe
vakudzwa. May God bless the reading of his word.
Ishe varopafadzwe kuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
We close our eyes to bless this portion of the word that we have just read.
Kuropafadza chikamu chino cheshoko chataverenga.
Amen.
Baba vedu variko kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutendai Ishe mangwanani ano. Kuti matiunganidzazve zvakare mukati meimba yenyu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tinorangarira muranda wenyu David. Akataura akati ndakafara zvikuru pavakanditi handei kuimba yaJehovha. Mwari tinofara chaizvo kuti nhasi uno tiri kunamata Mwari umwe chete ainamatwa naDavid. Asi Mwari tine mufaro mukuru kuti nhasi uno hatisi kunamata Mwari uyu tichinopirisa nzombe nemabhuru nembudzi namakwai. Asi Mwari tiri kunamatai pasi pechipiriso chikuru, chipiriso chakakwana Ishe Jesu Kristu vakadeura ropa ravo pamuchinjikwa. Mwari wangu tinoziva Brother Branham zvakare vakatiudza baba kuti you get what you expect. Vana venyu vauya kuno kuchechi Mwari vachitarisira kuti mi Mwari muyozotaura navo. Hama yedu iyi tinoiziva Mwari, uye munhu wese akaenda kuchikoro akadzidza kuverenga nekunyora anogona kuzarura Bhaibheri ogoriverenga Mwari. Asi baba, dudziro yaro inobva kwamuri. Tiri kukoka simba remweya mutsvene richiuya panguva ino Mwari. Ritore hama yedu Jehovha, rimuise parutivi mumushandisa sehwamanda Jehovha, votinhira kukereke yenyu Mwari. Baba tinokumbira baba panguva ino kuti mutange nesu chikamu chino nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we give God a round of applause?
Ngatipei Ishe chipo chekuombera.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Ishe ngavakudzwe. Amen.
Title this morning.
Musoro wemaridzo yangu mangwanani ano.
Is the revelation of the seventh seal.
Ndiye chizaruro chesisimbiso chinomwe. Chechinomwe.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to try and dwell on a subject. Amen.
Ndakubata chime chidzidzo
that I've titled
Chandapa musoro wekuti
the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Kuya kwechipiri kwaIshe Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure we are all gathered here for that purpose.
Ndinotenda kuti tose taunganira pano kumirira kuya kwechipiri kwaIshe Jesu Kristu.
We were singing a beautiful song here.
Tanga tichimba rwiyo rwakaisvonakisa pano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Ishe ngavakudzwe.
We welcome his we are welcoming the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tiri kugamuchira Ishe Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe in the morning.
Vanogona kuya mangwanani.
Maybe in the afternoon.
Vanogona kuya masikati.
Whatever time it gonna be.
Chero nguva ipi hazvichaitika.
But we are welcoming his the coming of the Lord.
Asi tiri kugamuchira kuisha kuya kwashe.
And that's our ministry, brother.
Ndo shimiro yedu hama.
The coming of the Lord.
Kuya kwashe.
And my encouragement this morning.
Zvinokurudziro yangu mangwanani
ano. Get in the spirit.
Iwe pinda mumweya.
Of the coming of the Lord.
We kuya kwashe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, want to get in the spirit of the coming of the Lord.
Vangana vanoda kupinda mumweya wekuya kwashe.
Let's forget about anything else, brother.
Imbokangana zvimwe zvese hama hanzva.
Let's put our focus.
Iwe ingonanga chete.
On the coming of the Lord.
Nyaya yekuya kwashe.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Ishe ngavakudzwe. Amen.
That's our desire.
Ndicho chishuwo
chedu. That's what we are living for.
Ndozvatiri kuraramira.
Praise God, we have invested our all.
Takaisa zvose mazviri.
In the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kuuya kwechipiri kwaIshe Jesu Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So because of that reason,
nekuda kwechikonzero chekuya kwashe.
I've chosen to preach on this title.
Ndasarudza kuparidza pamusoro pechidzidzo ichi.
Amen.
Amen.
The revelation of the seventh seal.
Chizaruro chechisimbiso chechinomwe.
It is nothing but the coming of the Lord.
Achisi chime chinhu kunze kuuya kwashe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Amen.
Ishe ngavakudzwe. Amen.
1933.
Muna 1933.
An angel came down from heaven.
Mutumwa akaburuka kubva kudenga.
Right in broad daylight.
Pachena pajekerere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Amen.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
All the way from glory.
Kubva kure kumukubwinya.
And declared to the prophet.
Akataurira kumuprofita.
And witnesses that were sitting all over there.
Nezvapupu zvese zvanga zvakazara ipapo.
Your ministry.
Kuti shumiro yako iwe William Branham.
The ministry of the prophet William Branham.
Shumiro yemuprofita William Branham.
Shall forerun.
ichafano tungamira
the second coming of Jesus Christ
uya kwepiri kwa Ishe
Jesu John the Baptist
sa John Baptist
sent to forerun the first coming
akatuma kufano tungamira kuya kwepanga shimira yako iwe William Branham
hallelujah
hallelujah
blessed be the name of the Lamb of God
zitara gwana ramani ngari
amen
amen
hallelujah
hallelujah
I just wish if the Lord would help me to, you know, takasiana my thread.
When we get in, amen.
Because in the end, I could denga.
When I get into this thing, I'll be in heaven. Whilst you're thinking, I'm still at East.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I'll be doing things from on my home.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in heavenly places.
In
Christ Jesus.
Muna Kristu Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, got a ministry.
Ama tine shumi.
Got a prophet.
Tine profita.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God give without measure.
Chakapua na mwari pasina mugani.
In this generation, brother, he has given without measure. He bankrupted the heavens to sponsor this meetings, to sponsor this ministry, to make sure, brother, it won't fail. Let me tell you one thing. This time out, you are not going to fail. This time, you are not going to fail. Forget about failing. God does not permit this generation to fail. His reputation, brother, is upon these people. Amen.
Oh, his glory is in these people.
Amen.
Amen. So let me tell you that first. As we
you
are not going to fail.
I will pass.
It will never fail.
I know hijack, imagine.
No, no one is going to hijack
it.
This will stand forever.
Can I
if you fail, God will chastise you. But he will not allow you to fail to enter. So there is no issue of failing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
In 1933, the angel of God descended from heaven and declared that this ministry here will forerun the second coming of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lamb of God. And we are a ministry, brother, that the servant of God forerun. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
So we want to look at this ministry of William Branham. As it was forerunning the second coming.
We know
the type of it is John. For running the first coming. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Types will never fail.
John
took his people right up to where Jesus was. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now, William Branham cannot go without saying, behold. We want to watch that, brother. Where did he took the people to? Did he come to a point where he said, behold? How could he be taken out of the scene without showing us
Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
We must see his ministry.
Taking
his people.
Hallelujah.
And showing them Jesus. And
Jesus.
Introducing them to Jesus.
As
John the Baptist introduced his people
Baptist
to Jesus Christ. We are going to see
Jesus
William Branham's ministry also taking us to Jesus and
say,
behold, and say, I must decrease
and
he must increase. He can decrease, brother, when Jesus is not there.
Can Jesus asatama po?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have to identify
tinofanira kunyatsocherechedza.
Where Jesus is right now.
Kuti Jesu ari papi iye zvino.
Because he left Jesus in our hands.
Nekuti akatisira Jesu mumaoko edu.
He says, the two of us.
Hanzi vaviri isu huviri vedu.
Can share the stage like this.
Amen.
We can share the same stage with him.
Atikwanise kuve pamwe chete pa stage pano.
I must decrease.
Ndofanira kuti ndichiderezwa. Sekuderezwa kwakaita
Jesus. Jesus came in the first time.
Jesu paakaika kutanga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I must decrease and he must increase.
Iye anofanira kukudzwa.
So the church,
saka church
must identify.
Inofanira kucherechedza.
Is met right now.
Kuti murume wayo aripi iye zvino.
You must be somewhere with your Jesus.
Unofanango uri pane imwe
nzvimbo na Jesu wako. You must know where he is.
Unofanano ziva paari.
We don't worship God who is in heaven.
Atisi kunamata Mwari ari kudenga isu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't worship Jesus who is in heaven.
Atinamata Jesu ari kudenga isu.
Hallelujah. We are breaking the ties.
Tirikutarisa mufananidzo.
We don't want to break the ties.
Atirikupusha mufananidzo.
Will never fail.
Mifananidzo nemimvuri hazvimbofanira kukundikana.
When John introduced Jesus,
Johane paakazivisa Jesu,
he wasn't in heaven.
Anganga asiri kudenga.
He was here.
Anga ari pano panyika.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Now this ministry of William Branham.
Zvino shumiro ino
ya William. They introduced us to Jesus. Who is in heaven?
Haigone kuti zivisa kuna Jesu ari kudenga.
He must be standing on the earth.
Anofanira akamira pano panyika.
Hallelujah. He couldn't just go and leave us and say, behold, and there isn't Jesus.
Haikwanisa kungotiti, hey, tarira ipo pasina Jesu wacho.
So this morning,
saka mangwanani ano,
we are going to behold our met.
Mudikani wedu.
Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the same yesterday, today and forever.
Nothing ekusingaperi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's watch the servant of God.
Muranda waMwari.
Taking the church
achitora kereke
right up to where Jesus is
kusvika chaipo paiva na Jesu
and introduce Jesus
obva azivisa Jesu
amen to the bride
kumwenga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. And what's going on right now?
Yes, zvino zviri kuitika pano.
It's fellowship by relationship.
Kuwadzana nehukama.
We are in a secret chamber, brother.
Tiri mukamuri mukati.
We are already pregnant.
Tatove nepamwiri kare.
The mind of Jesus, brother.
Pfungwa dza Jesu.
Is already in us.
Tatove matiri kare.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know what we're going to do with the word.
Tinoziva kuti taita neshoko.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to draw your attention.
Ndoda kuti tiende tose.
To the book says this is the time.
Mubhuku inonzi machama yangu ino ndiyo nguva here.
Amen. Of the end time.
Now,
it's like a question that is posing.
But
it's not a question.
It's
a declaration.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let's start from paragraph 200.
Paragraph 200.
We are talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
And we know
the second coming of Jesus Christ. Is the revelation of the seventh seal.
Kuya kwechipiri kwaisha Jesu Kristu kuzarirwa kwechisimbiso chachinomwe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's watch our prophet here.
Saka ngatitarise mprofita wedu. Achitungamira mwenga kuna Jesu Kristu.
And introduce the bride to Jesus.
Ozivisa mwenga kuna
but
Jesu.
But it was done in a way.
Asakaitwa nenzira.
Some people are still wondering.
Vanhu vakawanda vachirikungodzengerera.
Where is he?
Ari kupi?
Where is he gone?
Akaenda kupi?
What is happening?
Chii chiri kuitika?
Brother, we are not lost.
Hama dzangu hatina kurasika.
Hallelujah, we know where we are standing.
Tinoziva patimire.
We know what is happening right now.
Tinoziva zviri kutoitika iye zvino.
Hallelujah, we are conscious of what is going on.
Takabengenuka pane zviri kuitika.
Hallelujah, praise God, amen.
Amen.
He says there. And I was at Tucson, Arizona, in the vision.
Mu Arizona ndiri muchiratidzo.
Praise God, for it made it so purpose that he didn't want me to fail to see where it was at.
Nekuti Mwari vanga vatotsunga mumoyo mavo kuti ndaisafana kukundikana kuti zvakanga zvichitika papi.
Before I delve into my court,
ndisati ndaenda mberi nekupedza chinokorwa.
This book, is this the sign of the end, sir?
Iro bhuku rinonzi ino ndiyo here nguva yekuguma madzichangamire.
Was a vision.
Chakanga chiri chiratidzo.
That the prophet was given.
Chakapuwa kumuprofita.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
It was a vision.
Chaive chiratidzo.
So he was preaching the vision.
So
that God had given him.
Muprofita vaiparidza chiratidzo chavakanga vapuwa naMwari.
It was a prophecy.
Chaive chiprofita.
That God had given the prophet
of
what he was soon to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet took that vision and preached it to the
church.
And he titled it, "Is this the sign of the end, sir?" What he is about to relate here is a sign of the end time. Praise God.
Amen.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
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 So I'm just asking for your undivided attention. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, he's saying, is this the sign of the end, sir? Praise God.
Amen.
And it's not a question. He's telling you and me what he's going to declare here is a sign of the end time. Praise God.
Amen.
And he says, he made sure that I won't fail to see the place and where these things are going to happen. I was speaking a sandbar off of me. That was in the vision now. You see, right there in the desert. And I said, now, I know this is a vision. And I know that I'm in Tucson. And I know that them little birds there represent something. And they were watching eastward. And all of a sudden, they went eastward. And as soon as they left, a constellation of larger birds came. They looked like doves. Sharp-pointed wings, kind of gray color. Little lighter color than what these first little messengers were. And they were coming eastward swiftly. And no sooner than they got out of my sight, I turned again to look westward. And there it happened. There was a blast that actually shook the whole earth. Praise God.
Amen.
That was in a vision. He's relating a vision. And he's titling this vision, "Is this the sign of the end times?" This vision was given a title. And he preached on that title. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And no sooner than they got out of my sight, I turned again to look westward. And then there was a blast that actually shook the whole earth. Now don't miss this. When the prophet is emphasizing a point, you have to wake up a little bit and
think
yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now don't miss this.
And
you on tap.
That's
you and me here. Be sure you get this right. We must be sure, brother. We got this right. We mustn't miss this. First, a blast. And I thought it sounded like a sound barrier. Ever what you call it when planes cross the sound. And the sound comes back to the earth. Just
shook,
hold everything. Then it could have been a great clap of thunder and lightning-like. I didn't see the lightning. I just heard that great blast that went forth, that sounded like it was south. From me towards Mexico. You know where the prophet was located? Praise God, amen. But it shook the earth. And when it did, I was still looking westward.
Way off
into eternity. I saw a constellation of something coming. It looked like it might have been little dots. Hallelujah. Could I have been no less than five? And no more than seven. But they were in the shape of a pyramid. Like these messengers coming. And when he did, the power of Almighty God lifted me up to meet them.
Hallelujah.
Powerful angels, brother says, coming down from glory. He could see like little dots coming from eternity. Hallelujah. In the speed of a twinkling of an eye. These powerful angels were there. And as they were nearing the
earth,
the power of those angels shot the prophet and was taken from the earth, sucked into the constellation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet was part of that vision. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I can see it. It's never left me. 8 days is gone. And I couldn't forget it yet. I never had anything to bother me like that, yes.
My family will tell you.
That experience, brother, physically bothered the prophet.
Power
from those beings numbed his body. This
God
of flesh, brother, cannot take the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen. Mm. The body was numbed. Let me tell you, brother, the rapture is not something that you must imagine.
No.
God will just energize you. And illuminate you with the power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, magnifying the things that you've already believed. And that power and presence of the Lord will numb that body, brother.
Will
break out of that body. In a twinkling of an eye, that body cannot house or take that presence. No wonder why the prophet was bothered. Almost a week or so, his spinal cord was numb because of the presence of a supernatural being. Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This church one day, brother,
this church,
that presence will just sweep in the church. And when
it
did, brother, you will never be the same again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Let's jump on to paragraph... We are on paragraph 222.
I'm in paragraph 222.
Amen. Praise God. Now it says, it's been a terrific time since. Now you see where I stand. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to say. But now let me, now, from now on, for the next about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, let me try to say something here. Now remember, not one time has those visions ever failed. Do we agree with the prophet? He has never had a vision that failed. Oh, what God showed him, brother.
It came to
pass. Just exactly as God has shown him. Amen. Right, remember, not one time has those visions ever failed. Now, I'm going to take the scriptures for a moment. If you notice in Revelations, the 10th chapter, what is happening there, brother? Oh, we got a prophet, brother. He's taking his vision back to the Bible. Hallelujah. If you happen to have a vision, it must tie with the Bible. It must team up with the Bible. So this prophet of God is taking this vision into the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
And he's speaking Revelation 10.
Why?
Is he linking this vision to Revelation
10?
Wake up, church. Hallelujah. Why is he chosen Revelation 10? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Oh my God. Revelation, the 10th chapter. Now let me say this. If the vision is scriptural,
it can
only be interpreted by the scripture. Hallelujah. And then I want you to put this together. That's your task.
Basare yuhuru.
Amen.
Amen.
We must put together the vision of the prophet and the scriptures. And that's what we are doing right here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to welcome his coming.
His
second coming. Amen. Brother, after the service, we want to walk back home in the spirit of the coming of the Lord. We want to be part of the vision. Brother. We want to see ourselves in the vision. If this message won't connect us to that vision, then we are not part of the thing. We must team up. With what the prophet is saying. If the prophet brought his message right, if the
interpretation
is right, and his thoughts and shadows are right, it means you and me, we must be part of these things. We must be able to see ourselves connected to these things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's all what it is.
Those are Ziri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen. You and me, we must be able to see ourselves in the scripture where we are written off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lamb of God. Now let me say this.
If
the vision is scriptural, it can only be interpreted by the scripture. And then I want you to put this together. And now you present. Amen. You won't
tap.
Be sure you say this the way I say it. That's why, brother, I'm almost like reading everything. I want to make sure I say it the way he said it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our preaching, brother, is only to echo back what the prophet says. Because the prophecy says, in the days of the voice, hallelujah, in the voice time, the mysteries of God will be declared. And what is the mystery?
The
mystery is a scripture that was previously hidden, now divinely revealed. Praise God.
Amen.
With a supernatural element remaining.
Despite
your revelation.
So
these scriptures, brother, are being divinely revealed. They were previously hidden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brother, we are watching what is happening there. This is the privilege of the bride. This is not for the denomination. This is not for the
Pentecost.
Hallelujah, we are soaring their heights, brother.
Yes, not for eagles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
It was only reserved for us. Kings and priests. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As the elder said. Be sure you say the way you say this the way I say it. Because it could be mighty is misunderstood.
Nekuti zviri nyore kuti zvisanzwisiswe.
That's how critical this message is.
Ndoku kosha kwakaita mharidzo iyi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Just the prophet says, just thank you for being quiet.
Brother, ndokutendai nekunyarara kwenyu.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now says,
this
is the sign of the end time.
Where are we living?
What time of day is it?
As
the weary wrestler through the night, raising and turning the clock to look to see what it is, turning up the light. My praise, God, let us turn on the light. Switch on your light right now. You switch on your light right now. We want to see everything. Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Let's jump on now. Praise God. You know, just to save our time, paragraph 239.
Paragraph 239.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Now you remember when that was told there. Amen. The angels and the church ages.
Giro, and now,
it would devil tail right into these seven seals.
That we are coming to say.
He is already declaring.
This
vision, oh hallelujah, praise be to God, it will dovetail with the seven seals that he was going to reveal. Remember, this is December 30, 1962. And in March, he was supposed to preach on the seven seals.
But
in this vision,
you
could already tell what has happened to him right now. Will
double
tail with the seal. He's already hinting the church. Oh, hallelujah. I wish if you can see this. Amen.
Amen.
This vision of the consolation of the seven angels will dovetail with the seven seals. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my God. And the seven seals that we are trying to speak of, when they come this time, is the seven written seals. I want to take you slowly there. I want you to listen. If ever you have listened, the prophet says, listen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are Malachi 4 students.
Praise God,
amen.
Amen.
He says, when they come, when these seals, the seven seals, the seven seals that he is going to bring this time are the seven written seals.
And
these seven seals, as you know,
is
just the manifestation of the seven angels of the seven churches. But, come on, there are seven other seals that's on the back side of the book. It's outside the Bible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Oh, brother, sister, he's already setting the platform. What did we say, brother?
Tatigo.
We are watching the seventh seal being unveiled. And the seventh seal is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we are watching now the second coming of Jesus Christ being unveiled. What we are talking about, brother, here is the behold part of the ministry of William Branham.
That's
true. First coming of Jesus Christ. And said, behold, to his audience, William Branham had the ministry.
William Branham, I want
to really correspond to that ministry of John. He must also say, behold. But the way he did it, brother, many people missed it. But he had already declared in the time of the voice
Munguva,
of
yes,
the seventh angel, the mystery
Ako
of God shall be revealed. Now he's showing us here.
There
are seven written seals that are in the Bible. But there are seven other seals that are not wrote in the Bible. It's not my word.
It's
the prophet's word. Seven seals written. And seven seals not recorded in the Bible. Do you see where he's getting to now? Revelation 10, verse 3 and 4. If we can have that verse on the project. We want to closely watch that verse. Glory be to God, amen. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Praise God, amen. Right. Watch that verse 3. It says, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. John was commanded.
Johani akanga arairwa
to write everything
kuti anyore zvese
that is going to head or
zvachanzwa kana kuona.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write.
Kwakati kwareva ndakada kunyora.
And the prophet says there are seven unwritten seals.
Muprofita anoti kune zvimwe zvisimbiso zvinomwe zvisina kunyorwa.
That scripture, brother,
gwaro iri
is not full.
Harina kuzara.
Our Bible, brother,
Bible redu iri,
there's something omitted there.
Pane chimwe chisina kupinzwa umo.
Hallelujah.
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 There's something omitted there.
Pane chisina kunyorwa mubhaibheri.
John had a commandment, brother.
John
to write what he heard.
And nyora zvese zvawanzwa.
To write what he could see.
Nyora nezvese zvawaona.
But this time,
asi panguva iyi,
a new commandment was given.
Akauya murayiro mutsva.
Don't write that.
Usanyora izvi.
Stop to record that in the Bible.
Mira kunyora izvi mubhaibheri.
Hallelujah. So this Bible, brother,
saka Bible iri
hapa, there's something missing in it.
Pane chisimo mubhaibheri umu. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother, we got a ministry.
Ama tine shumiro.
We are the favored of the Lord.
Tisu takawana favor kuna Mwari.
Daniel wanted to have this.
Daniel aida kuva nazvo izvi.
And he was forbidden to have
access. Akarambidzwa mukana kwazviri.
Paul wanted to have this.
Paul aida kupinda kwazviri.
But he was forbidden to have.
Akarambidzwa kupinda.
Peter wanted to have this.
Tisu aida kuzviona.
But he was forbidden, brother.
Akarambidzwa.
Mary wanted to have this.
Mary aida kuve nazvo.
Abraham wanted to have this.
Abraham aida kuve nazvo.
But they were denied access.
Asi vakarambirwa.
John.
Johani.
Don't write that.
Usanyora.
Daniel, go your way.
Daniel,
don't touch that portion.
I gonna kubata chikamu ichocho.
Oh, glory to God.
Mwari ngamakuru.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lamb of God.
Zita re
gwaya ramani ngari kudzi.
Amen.
Uttered something. And I was about to write.
Mitini mina mina moya akataura zvimwe zvino. Ndanga ndada kunyora.
From heaven saying unto me.
Ndikanzwa izvi richibva kudenga richiti.
Those things.
Zarira zvarehwa izvi.
Oh, hallelujah. Which the seven thunders uttered.
Zvatinhu mutina
mumwe. Write them not.
Usazvinyora.
Stop writing that.
Chimira kunyora izvi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John was a faithful scribe.
Johani aive munyori akatendeka.
He was already writing it.
Anga akada kutonyora.
He wanted to bless it right there, brother.
I doubt it was a pinza. On
verse 4.
Verse 4.
Of Revelation 10.
Yeah, Revelation 10.
As it was unfolding before him.
And he
wanted to write, brother.
I don't know.
And a voice cried out.
It was
urgent and said, stop.
Don't
write that portion.
Don't write
that verse.
Leave
that verse.
See a verse.
Seal it.
Risimbise. Rivare.
And the prophet is already saying, there are seven seals written.
Pane zvisimbiso zvinomwe zvakanyorwa mubhaibheri.
There are also seven seals.
Kune zvimwe zvisimbiso zvinomwe zviri seri.
Something was withdrawn from the Bible.
Pane chakatobviswa mubhaibheri.
And hidden somewhere.
Chikavigwa pane imwe nzvimbo.
And remember.
Rangarira.
For a special group of people.
Zvakachengeterwa boka rakatsaurwa.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go back to our court, brother.
Ngati dzokerei kumashoko emuprofita.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I mean, just give me an amen.
Amen.
Amen. If this is truth, brother, there's no need for you to sit back.
Amen. Kana ichichiri chokwadi, hauna chikonzero chekunge wakaita kunge munhu ada kukotsira ada kurara. Unofanira kunge wakamira nezvidodoma.
Yo. Stop to be suspicious of me.
Haikona kunguda kuita kufungidzira
kuti. We are in our things, brother.
Tiri muzvinhu zvedu chaizvo.
We are the sons and daughters of God.
Tiri vanakomana nevanasikana vaMwari.
Hallelujah. We are here to echo back.
Tiri pano kuzvikokorora. Zvakataura nemuprofita.
Where our power is. That's where our love is. That's where our overcoming power is, brother. That's where our healing is. That's where the secret of our success is.
It's
in what the prophet said.
Hallelujah.
Did you know, brother?
Why is there, Ama?
What the prophet was saying
is
you and me. We are the manifestation
tisi kuratidzwa kwemashoko emuprofita
what he was declaring brother
zvavaitaura hama
kushingaira kwese kwengirozi
oh the labor of the angels oh the labor of the heavens oh the labor that was done what to be for you to be made manifest the climax of the message you must be seen you and being the picture that's when the Bible will be closed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ndosaka zvimwe zvaivigwa.
That's why some things were hidden.
You know,
we do it this in our tradition. If you are long here in town, when it's harvest time, there are some watermelons that are hidden. I'm talking
Hallelujah.
Like a person from Masingo, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
There are some traditional sugar cane that are hidden somewhere. Some important things. There are some important people who must consume. Now John is being told, hide this. There is my child who is coming.
Daniel kutokumbira kuti asi madiwo kuti ndipinde
to beg
ndipinde iwo kamunya
just allow me to enter
and no.
Go and sleep with thy group.
Hallelujah. Wakuda kungwarisa manje
you are being overzealous. That's why I'm saying when you are seated there you are not a cheap
pastor demon.
The job of the demon is to say you are good for nothing.
Demons hang above
you. And you'll be saying things. You are good for nothing. You can never be successful. Your things will never work.
That's demons.
My demon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the prophet said, in the book Believing God, God has commissioned us, the preachers here, hallelujah, to break the power of devils. And as I'm preaching right now, I'm breaking the power of Satan. The underworld, brother, is rent. Glory be to God, amen.
Hallelujah.
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 For the preaching of the demon, the gospel.
Kupari zoka evangeli.
Scatter devils.
Muno tiza madimona no tiza.
Devils who scatter, brother. You can
madimoni ano tiza.
I think we can get it, man, that call.
Devils
who scatter.
Tiza gireshino koro waikuti madimona ano tiza.
In believing God. I didn't prepare to show you this card. But I want to remind you, brother, that when we stand behind this pulpit, we are vested with authority. The authority of Jesus Christ. I didn't want to go there, brother. Hallelujah! Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
God has given us power. Power and authority of His name. To bind Satan. God,
amen. You are not cheap.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The power was given to us.
If
a true preacher stands behind the pulpit, he has got power and authority than an angel in heaven. When you see a preacher stand behind the pulpit, stop your reasoning and divide that attention. If he is a minister of the message, and if he is preaching from a spoken word, and if he is preaching things in order without another motive,
Hallelujah.
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 And is motivated
prophecy.
By the prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Know this. That things are in order. There is no power from the underworld that can stand. This order was put by Malachi.
It's
the order to make sure
cancer,
that there is no cancer.
BP.
There is no BP.
Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
For the man of God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God, that's the court.
Do you know court, right?
Oh my.
Amen.
preacher stood on the platform.
Paridza akamira pa platform. Oparidza.
Devils scatter.
Madimoni anotiza. Anopararira.
The men come to the altar. Under conviction.
Say,
I want to get saved. This person was held back by devils. And the minister comes over here.
And
punch on the gospel. And the person was sitting there. And that demon that was hovering. And telling that person, you don't receive that. That demon who leaves. When it leaves,
but
that person is convicted. You can now be convicted. You can now receive what you want. Because the demons are already scattered away. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I want to get saved. He never saved the man. The preacher never saved that man. What did he do?
I
he cast out that devil.
And
the man got saved. He came, accepted his salvation. The same thing by divine healing.
Oh,
come on, you people who are sick right now. Hallelujah.
As we are preaching, we are healing the sick.
Glory be to God,
amen.
Open up my doors, amen.
As you enter the doors, coming into the presence of the Lord. Where were you? You must not go back the same. Because in church there is the presence of God.
Recognize the presence of the Lord. Once you break through and come to recognize that presence, I don't care if you're twisted in your legs or hands. Rise up and walk. All you need, brother, is to recognize the presence of Jesus.
Oh,
glory to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Watch that, brother.
Tarisa,
the same thing by divine healing.
You sick people.
You sick people here this morning. I'm talking to you if you are here. God has got a word for you. In this tight schedule, brother, I'm trying to bring out the picture of the second coming of Jesus Christ. God has got an opportunity to look up for you. Hallelujah. He says, if you are here this morning and you
are
sick, hallelujah, believe that. And have been born again. And are sons and daughters of God. Christ has already healed you. The only thing keeps you from being well this morning is a spirit hanging over you that won't fully let you go out yonder and believe God's promise that He has done it. We are already healed by His stripes. We are healed. He was wounded for transgression, bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. By His stripes, we are healed. Not we shall be healed, but what keeps you
a sick,
a devil sits over you. It hangs over you. And follows you.
Are
you a sugar diabetes?
No, he knows the sugar diabetes.
That one can be healed.
Ah, you know, poor sugar.
No, cancer.
Ah, you know, cancer.
You can't get out of this.
Ah, you can't get out of cancer.
You are done.
Ah, what you para?
It's a devil.
It demon.
It's a devil.
It demon.
It's a devil.
It demon.
It wants to despise the word of God. God
has
already declared. You are healed. You are delivered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Now that's my commission. Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
That's what God gave me. It's what? Where am I now? Hallelujah. He gave every gospel preacher
who
believe
him
the power and authority to break that spirit. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God. He gave us. Let me be specific. God
Mwari gave me power.
Ba rege ndinyatso taura
zvakanangana
vakandipa simba
nemvumo
yekuputsa mweya
uyu. What is happening right now? I'm breaking that spirit. I'm breaking that spirit. I'm breaking that spirit. If you're sugar diabetic,
kana une sugar
diabetes, refuse.
Ramba.
You are healed.
Wakapora.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are delivered. You are not bound. The devil is a liar.
He is
a liar, brother.
He's
the father of it.
Amen.
He hovers over the children of God.
They're
bombarded with mind battles. What is that? It's the devil.
Madimon.
Hovering.
The
prophet says it's hovering over you.
And are kutendera pamusoro pako.
You see, sometimes you wake up in the morning. And you just throw a bad song in your mind. If you're not careful, you end up singing that song. You shake your head and say, no man, get up, man.
And
it comes back again. It's the devil hovering over you.
But
today, you are exposed. You are exposed. You are naked. You can hold them back. You can pin them down.
Oh,
brother God.
Amen.
Oh, brother.
Amen.
God had mercy, brother. He gave power. Hallelujah. To the gospel preacher to break the spirit of Satan. And when it's broken, you are at liberty, brother. The choice is yours to take what you want. If you want healing right now, you can take it. If you want to be married, you can take that.
There is ancestral spirits and the spiritual husbands that must be broken. We are not cheap people.
To bypass our theophany,
to
body,
and come into this body, it does not give Satan any opportunity for him to do what he wants.
He knows that
our issue was already finished. We don't have a thing that starts you on earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the sick say, I'm healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Ghost has just slipped him over there. Just to bring you back in here. Because when you are sick, and you are troubled with something, and the devil is hovering over you. You can't really pay attention to the word of God. So you have to break that power, brother. To free you from the shackles of the devil. And we tell you, you're free.
The issue I'm talking about, it don't need to have hands laid on you. It's not bad. But we have gone beyond laying on your hands. We have gone beyond that.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen.
Can you say amen?
Oh, brother. See, when the spirit is broken there. Amen. I believe with all my heart that every demon power that's in here at this minute is already broken. That's your prophet. Not in Jeffersonville. Not in Kambuzuma. Right here. Every spirit of the devil is broken. If you're crippled,
kana wakaremara,
no, stretch your legs and go, man.
Suno, ingo tambani zakuwa kufamba iwe.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
That's our ministry, brothers.
Josh, you mirewe de hama.
Cripples must recognize the presence of the Lord.
Bantu vanofanira kucherechedza uvepo hwaShe.
This ministry.
Shumiro iro iyi.
Is the presence of Jesus Christ.
Uvepo hwaJesu Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Himself.
ministering every day.
And
we think he's a preacher. What a bit of God. It's said here, brother. Every spirit, every power is broken. We are kings and priests. Hallelujah. Ordained to rule. Ordained to intercede. Nothing, no one can take that away from us. Oh, let's go back to our subject. Are you happy? Are you ready to go right now? Let's get in the spirit of the coming of the Lord. You will realize at the end of the sermon, we are the second coming of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are connected to that vision. I wish time would permit me, man. Praise God. Let me try to be as fast as I can be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where are we at? Seals on the backside. And seals within inside. As it was declared on Revelation chapter
5.
Hallelujah. Now before I start this, praise God. Would you like to stand? You see, the people were pressing one another. They said, you can change position.
But
here we've got plenty of space. The seventh angel of Revelation
10:7.
Is the seventh church age messenger. We believe that. Amen. Now watch.
He's
reading Revelation chapter 5. You can go down, my brother. Right. Now, on
242.
Now, sounding forth this messenger, the seventh angel,
he's
sounding forth his message to the Laodicean church. Not his type of message. It wasn't to the first angel. Wasn't given that. Second angel, third, fourth. But it's the seventh angel. That is this type of message. What was it? Notice his type of message. Finishing all the mysteries of God that are written in the book. Amen. Do you see now? The seventh angel gathers them up and finishes the entire mystery. Praise God. Now let's, we are getting well. Now let's not a few of these mysteries. No, let's jump that. You will read that when you're done. Let's get to 244. Paragraph 244.
And about 244.
Paragraph 244. Praise the Lord. To save our time. The mystery here is the mystery is a scripture is previously hidden truth, now divinely revealed. But which is a supernatural element still remains despite the revelation. That's the definition of a mystery. The greater mysteries and the great mysteries. Amen. Right. Mysteries are being revealed. And we note there on 244.
Taona pana 244.
It's a scripture.
Igwaro.
It's a hidden truth.
Chokwadi changa chakavanzwa.
Like what we see on Revelation 10 verse 4.
Zatinoona pana zvakazarwa 10 verse 4.
There is truth hidden there.
Pane chokwadi chakavanzwa ipapo.
You don't know exactly what it is.
Atizive kuti chii chaicho.
But it's now divinely revealed. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's rush to paragraph 302.
Paragraph 302.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to see something that's unfolding. I just want to follow a line of this thought. Now it goes back to Revelation chapter 5 where we started from. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
302. Amen. It says, Revelation 5, listen at this now. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a book written within
bhuku rakanyorwa mukati.
He is emphasizing that now.
Zvinova
kusimbisa. The writing was within side.
Kunyorwa uku
kwaive kunyorwa kumukati. It was sealed with seven seals.
Zvino nekunze kwaro kwanga kwakasimbiswa nezvisimbiso zvinomwe.
So the seals that are written,
saka zvisimbiso zvakanyorwa,
are inside the Bible.
Zviri mukati mebhaibheri.
But there is part of them seals that are on the back side.
Pane chimwe chikamu chezvisimbiso zviri kuseri kwebhaibheri.
Now, there is writing on the inside of the book.
Pane kunyorwa kuri mukati mebhuku.
But the back side had seven seals.
Asi kuseri kwebhuku kwave
nezvisimbiso zvinomwe.
Kuseri kwaro.
That wasn't written in the book.
Zvanga zvisina kunyorwa mubhuku.
That wasn't written in the book.
Zvanga zvisina kunyorwa mubhuku.
The book that the prophet is referring there is the Bible.
Bhuku riri kutaura nemuprofita ndiro ri Bhaibheri.
John was forbidden to write them.
John
but was commanded to put what the seven thunders uttered on the back part of the Bible.
Asi akarayirwa kuti aisezva akataurwa nemitinhimira minomwe kuseri kweBhaibheri.
Are we together there?
Mazvinzwisisa here?
Now, this is the revelator talking, John.
Uyu ndiye Johani mududziri ari kutaura.
Amen. Now remember, it wasn't written in the book. It is in the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
And
all this mystery that's written within should be finished. It should be taken care of in that day. Now do you see? Do you see what I mean there? Are you following me? Then is the time that is after the prophet revealed the written seals. And when he's through with that, then it's time for the seals on the backside. Are we together? Are we together there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Congregation says amen there. Praise the Lord. Then it's time for the seven voices, Revelation 10, to be revealed. It's time for the revelation of the seven voices. What the seven thunders uttered. It's now time for us to know what they said. What John was forbidden to write. It's now time to know what those thunders said. So we can't be this side here. After the prophet is already gone. And we don't know what they
said.
We must have that privilege, brother. That's what the prophet is saying there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
When the book is finished, there's only one thing left. And that's the seven mysterious voices of thunder. That was wrote on the backside of the book.
Anga akanyorwa kuseri kwebhuku.
That John was forbidden to write.
Ayo John akarambidzwa kunyora.
Let me read that.
No,
the prophet went over to read this verse of Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 10. Amen. He was forbidden to write what the seven thunders uttered. We can jump that, my brother. We can go down a little bit. There was something said.
He's
commenting on the scripture of Revelation 10:4. There was something said. It just wasn't a noise. Something was said. He was about to write. Amen. He was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, look, where the voices was, the thunders, not in heaven. Oh, yeah. The thunders never uttered from the heavens. They uttered from the earth. And since I was about to write. Amen. We can go down, brother. Right. Yeah. It's on the back side. But John was commanded to seal it and put it on the back of the Bible. When a book is completed, nor did he say on the front side. He said on the back side. All that's all done completed. Then these seven thunders voices is the only thing that's stuck to the book. That's not revealed. It's not even written in the book.
The verse that was supposed to be written in the Bible. There is a verse that was not written. Are we agreeing on that?
Did you understand it?
Revelation 10:4.
They were supposed to be written what was uttered by the seven thunders. But what was written was the word that he was commanded not to write. And John just wrote, I was commanded not to write. But he wanted to write. So the prophet says there's something that is missing from the Bible. If you are reading
William Branham,
you are reading a Bible that you will not be able to understand. You don't know it because there are some things that are missing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need the prophet.
Unoda muprofita.
Audi Kaku.
You don't need Kaku. You need William Branham.
Audi Thomas Hard.
You don't need Thomas Hard. You need William Branham.
I'm not telling us any bastard.
Don't tell us nonsense.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are not little children. We know where we stand.
Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's goodwill to give you the kingdom. Glory be to God.
Amen.
As an ambassador, we do not just say.
Maria didn't even fully understand it also.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, that she did, that I have seen.
I love this. Let it be unto me what you
say.
Let it be unto me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what finished the matter. That's how you sign.
Then
when you see the scripture, and then say, let it be done unto me.
Hallelujah.
As thou hast spoken. We have got a message.
In a ministry.
We have got a ministry.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Zirema zino famba muno.
Crippled must walk.
Ucha zivona muno.
You sit here.
Mesako iwe akaropa fazwa na mwana.
With your blessed eyes.
Kutavone zakada.
To see such miracles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, let's go back to our... Hey.
That is okay.
Praise the Lord. Then this seventh angel's voice is the only thing stuck to the Bible. That's not revealed. It's not even written in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible.
Oh my, I wish I could get that. That the people could actually don't fail. Don't fail.
If you see the prophet emphasizing, there is something there. There's something important.
And
you must not fail to catch it.
Because
that's where the secret is. Hey,
something is dropping again.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know what made John so great? The Bible says there wasn't any greater than John.
And the Bible, akuna mumwe mukuru kudarika John.
But if you watch his ministry.
Asimuka tarisa shimiro ya John.
He never prophesied on many things.
Anombo profeta zvakawanda.
I don't see anywhere where he healed anybody.
Hapana pandinomboona paakana matira munhu akapora.
I don't see any miracle that he performed.
Anditombo zvachi chishamiso chakaitwa na John.
He was greater.
Asi ano aiva mukuru.
And all prophets, they prophesied right up unto John.
Maprofita ese akaprofita kusvika pana John.
John.
John,
the ministry to declare the present tense. He had the ministry to say, behold, what they were prophesied, what they were pointing to, is here. That was the ministry of
John.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
And that's the ministry of Malachi 4. To declare the present tense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not left alone, brother sister. The servant of the Lord, William Branham, he led us all the way to
Isaac.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now we are fellowshipping by
Isaac
in the secret chamber.
We shut our doors and we fellowship with our Isaac. Who is our Isaac? The full word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From Genesis to Revelation. Everything, brother, that was hidden back there was taken back into the book. Thank God for the arm of the prophet who reached out on the back side of the book and picked what the seven thunders utter and slot it back in the Bible. Now we read the full Bible. Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hakuna generation yakambeta privilege yoyo.
There is no other generation which got this privilege.
Inanu makarupa fazwe.
You are a blessed people.
Ungasazviziva sa Mary. Mary anga hano
hwisisa. You might not know it like Mary. Mary did not even know it.
Hwisisa asi. She did not know. Wakangaita pregnant zvakadaro.
But she got pregnant anyhow.
Unoona pane dzimwe nyaya.
There are some issues.
Mwari dzasinga tenderi.
That God will not allow to help
him
or to carry that responsibility. There are some issues that God says, this I'll do myself. Even if he might trust you. But you say, this one I'll do myself. This issue here, this issue before us,
open them rapture,
for you to be raptured, that you be like
Jesus.
This you will not leave it unto you.
He
will do it himself. Just
Simba, Raiwia Nema, supernatural beings.
That the power that these supernatural beings had.
Paiwia Simba.
They would come a power.
Raito almost raptured the prophet.
That almost raptured the prophet.
Prabhupada described that power.
It's a presence. No one can speak to the other. We all go home quietly.
Reverently.
We have got our things. God is not run out of plans.
Now, the ministry
is putting the bride in order. Amen.
Let the mind that was in Christ.
And tendera pfungwa yanga imuna Kristu ive mauri.
About the new revelation.
You don't need a new revelation.
Iyoyi.
This revelation.
Brother Branham, iyoyi revelation yauya. Wakati
when this revelation came to Brother Branham.
Kuti ndichifa here.
Is it for me to die?
Kana singarevi kuti ndinofa.
If it does
kana kuri kuwedzerwa kweshumira yangu.
If it is the increase of my ministry. You must come back again.
And I was packed in the house.
And
I was almost thrown out of the window.
By
the power
Nesimba.
Beings,
that these beings brought.
My delegates.
This is
my
we have.
Supernatural
yes,
beings.
God delegates from heaven. Supernatural delegates. That came for this issue. For you to be raptured. This issue was discussed and
rapture.
And the title deeds for the rapture and given to Branham and go and give the bride. Now demons must just leave us. They don't understand. They must
because
just leave you.
Viri.
Because they cannot overcome you.
Une security, you internal security.
Waka chengetedzwa nekusinga peri.
Iwe. Isu atigesi kuti tienda kudenga kai.
We don't guess that we are going to heaven.
Ukaona uchigesa mindset yako ndiye atikurongedza.
If you are guessing, we want to collect that mindset.
Iwe ndiudze.
Tell me.
Elijah.
Did he imagine that he was going to heaven?
Huh? Elijah wait to farm back in the Pogundo Sanganirana. Zimbuyukindira kudenga.
Elijah was actually going to meet the chariot and the whirlwind.
I saw Darika Zimun Zimbo
and passing other
closer with Uru.
Yeah, yes, passed the
Miriam chariot.
And waited for the chariot. That's your issue and mine.
Shirukuitika pakati paka panepo uno ingira kudenga. Hazina basa.
What is happening in between is nothing.
Vanhu vanova profita vanogona kuseka.
They are the sons of the prophet that can love. They are things that can frustrate. Those things are vanity.
Amen.
You are not going to be stopped. We don't stop at nothing. We know what we know. That we know.
That's no Siva.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't fail me. Please don't this time.
I'm
fixing to leave you. Don't fail. Do you catch something there? Remember, he is a type and shadow of John. John cannot leave you.
John,
he can't leave you alone. He has to say, behold. So he said, please, I'm fixing to leave you. So don't miss this. What is it that is emphasizing that? That's the secret of your man. That's the
behold
part of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't fail this time. Please don't. You ever listened? Listen. Let's go, brother.
And the armor.
These seals.
This seems so easy.
That's
the issue that we say we must not quote.
Don't miss that.
Musa support size.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. These seals are on the back side of the book.
This seems so easy. You look very good book.
And at the time that the seventh angel is sounding,
all
the mysteries that are written in the book is complete. And immediately, the book that was open and written with it is closed. The mysteries of God is finished. The prophet interpreting all the seals in the book and everything. And he closed the
book.
Hallelujah. And this is the mysteries of God. The going of the church. And all these other things.
Now you hear this, talking about the going of the church.
The mysteries is,
it's
over. When that seventh angel sounds, but every mystery is over. Let you be who he may. Whatever it might be, God's word can't fail.
Now,
he's already pointing out to a ministry that will preach to souls in prison. Let him who he may be, what he is. Hallelujah. The book is closed. It's a ministry now of the bride. But listen, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as is declared to his servant the prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God, amen.
Amen.
Let me have 3:14. Let's jump something there. 3:14.
The TCA is...
I want to find somewhere we can close. Now, when he begins to sound, the mystery will be finished. It's time for the seven seal voices of Revelation 10 to be revealed. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. The congregation also says amen here. When all those mysteries in within the book, the open book is finished. It's closed. It's time for the revelation of the seven seals of Revelation 10. When all the mysteries of the book has completed, and the Bible said here that he would finish the mysteries. When men back there in other ages has fought for truth, they fought for justification. They went, they were
sanctification. They fought for this and they fought for that.
Vakarwira kururamiswa nekucheneswa vachishingairira zvose izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's jump to paragraph 319. I'm sorry for rushing here. And seven thunders, right, in the revelation here of Jesus Christ. It's a mystery. Does not the Bible say that this is the revelation of Jesus Christ? Why? There is some hidden mystery. Amen.
Amen.
There is some hidden mystery. Then of it, what is it? The seven thunders have it. For John was just about to write. And a voice came down from heaven. Said, don't write it. But seal it. Seal it up. Put it on the backside of the book. It's got to be revealed. It's the mysteries. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, are we with the prophet there? Now we solve these things by the Holy Spirit has told us.
Zino tinoziva zvinhu zvino kuti mweya mutsvene watiudza.
Vanhu vaitwa maapple nyaya dzengreen izvo zvezvakaitika
kushure. People were saying it's apple.
Bible
maita
ah.
It's apple in the garden of Eden.
Bible
was not, it's not apple.
Hangaiti maapple iwa.
It cannot be apples.
Okuti munhu wahya maapple.
That a person has eaten apples.
Amen. Mwari wouya wotuka zvemimba.
And God will curse the womb.
Amen.
Amen.
They are not apples.
Hasma apples.
That were eaten there.
Akadyiwapo.
That was something that was evil that was committed there.
Pane chakaipa chakaitwa ipapo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you can help me, my brother.
Mukandibatsira hama.
Let's get to 345.
Ande ku paragraph 345.
I just want to hit the highlights of what the prophet is saying about this thought. I'm asking you the question. It blasted with the thunder when this voice rang out. Did you notice that when the seven seals, when the seven seals that follow the seven church ages, when the first seal was opened, that there was a thunder. He's closing in on something there. Praise God. The first seal in the book was opened. There was a thunder. Would not this first seal of the outside book open the same way? Thank you very much.
Amen.
If you read your Bible, where Jesus was opening the seals in the Bible, before he opened the first seal, there was a blast of thunder. And seven seals were opened. John was called, come and see.
Come
and see. Come and see.
Hallelujah.
Now the prophet is saying, when the seals on the backside are also being opened, would there be a thunder too? Would there be a blast too? He's not asking you a question. He's telling you, hallelujah,
amen,
that when it's opened in the Bible there, the seals within the Bible written there, when they were opened, there was a blast of thunder. When those seals on the backside, hallelujah, are being opened, there is going to be a blast
too.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where are we getting to now? Praise God. He's reading that verse now. That's Revelation 6.
Yes. Revelation 6.
When seals in the Bible were being opened. He says, when the lamp opened one of the seals, and I heard as it was the noise of a thunder. And one of the four beasts said, come and see. Now there never was another thunder. And now the last seal was opened. There was space in heaven for half hour. Half hour silent. But the first seal was opened. There was a blast of thunder. When you right up to the seventh seal, it was one blast of thunder. But a mystery when it was revealed under, oh, that's
my name.
I've come to my title right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he hit the seventh seal in the Bible, there was silence. It was perfectly mute. Nothing was. No tickles, no sign, no symbol. It was silence. Nothing written, brother. It's empty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's Revelation 10:4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing was written there. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was silence in heaven. He was not permitted to write anything. He might give away a secret. Nothing is permitted to be said. Not at this moment. Not at this time. Silence in heaven. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, church, could it be? Are we that far? Behold! That was the ministry of the prophet. He's already telling you. Are we there? Are we that far? This must tell you why it was a closely guarded secret. What the seven thunders say. It was an announcement of the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not permitted to be known.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And the prophet said, are we that far?
He's
speaking like John here. Behold. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When he was introducing the seventh seal, that was a behold ministry. Was the seventh seal. The prophet says in the book Souls in Prison. Hallelujah. What did he say there? Praise God.
Amen.
Souls in Prison. Genesis 3:110. He says, the seventh seal brings him down.
That's when our Lord comes down. That's why the prophet was troubled. As we come that far,
is this the time
of the end? Is this the time? That time is up.
Is all right, brother?
Yes,
we are engaged in the second coming of the Lord. Hallelujah!
Amen.
The
coming of the Lord is not an event that happens once.
Amen.
And it's finished.
Kuno bedenuka.
It's an unfolding. And unfolding.
When wakazomuona ku church, abane 30 years ari pakati pavo.
Saw me a church when he was 30 years in there.
Upakatanga kuzirivhila kuna
Peter. That's when he started to reveal himself to Peter.
I can show you a quote and I have to show you that one. Ndingatodarikira zvimwe zvose ndikakutaridza. Handidi kupadarikira ipapo.
I have skipped others but I won't miss that one.
Achidudza William Branham.
When William Brown was interpreting that Christ came and he gave me the book. And I went and gave it to the church.
What are you feeding on right now? Do you know you become what you are feeding on?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the beginning was the way. The word was with God. And the word was God. And that word became flesh. Praise God.
Amen.
And what is that word? Jesus. They heard that word in part. In time past. But now.
We've got the fullness of that word. The fullness of Jesus Christ.
It's
right in your hands. And as you eat that word, brother, you are fellowshipping by relationship with your mate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what is that building? Hallelujah. The rapture in faith. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me on that? Glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, but remember, all this time Noah was in the ark. The bride is sealed in Christ. The last member has been redeemed. Oh my God, let me just rush to this. Praise God and find somewhere just to wind up and close. Amen. Give me paragraph 350.
Paragraph 350.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm to wind up there, man. Now it Now, if the vision was scriptural, if the vision was scriptural, what vision is that? The vision of the blast and the coming of seven angels to him that suck him up into the constellation. If that vision was scriptural, the vision I'm speaking of that I saw last Saturday morning is a week ago now. If now remember,
yeah.
If the vision was scriptural, it must be interpreted by the scripture. Oh, a continuation of the same scripture. What scripture is that? Revelation 10:4. It must be a continuation of Revelation 10:4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what John could have wrote. In short, that's what the prophet is saying. If John were to write, he could have write this. He could have wrote this. The constellation of seven angels.
The constellation, the coming of the constellation of angels.
A man out there in the wilderness hunting some javelina hawks around the place that God has sanctioned him to be. He was commanded to be in that area. In the vision, he says, he made sure I get to know and locate that place. And he was right there, brother, handing some javelina hawks. And yet he was being motivated by that prophecy, by that vision. Amen. And as he was running after some javelina hawks, trying to scare them, so that the brother can pick what they want. He was putting on a black head, brother. And he was jogging, brother, running after this javelina hawks. Hallelujah. And as he was running there, brother, he decided to sit down and pull out a cocoa bar. Amen. From his trouser leg. And it was at that moment, brother, when that vision was fulfilled.
Amen.
There was a blast. And when he blasted, brother, seven angels simply come from heaven and pull him in the constellation. It wasn't a vision then. That was the fulfillment of the vision. What he had as a vision,
when
preacher message says this attack was fulfilled in February 28, 1963. And we are holding that now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. What is that, brother? Behold! If John could have wrote, brother, in his Bible, Revelation 10, could have been reading like what I'm talking about right now. That's what we're going to be reading. So, brother, you're privileged. You've got the full Bible, full Word of God, everything that was out there. The prophet of God went out of the Bible, pulled out what John had hidden on the back side of the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
And slotted it back under the seventh seal.
Silence in heaven, but not here. Here we are saying hallelujah. Here we are saying amen. Here we are saying glory to God. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna kuna Mwari wekudenga.
Behold.
Tarirai.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
The revelation of the seventh seal. That's the coming of the Lord. That's our behold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is no longer in heaven, brother.
Kudenga,
he is always around here. Supervising the preaching of the word. To make sure you will never miss it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my. So the prophet says, this, what was happening in the vision, is a continuation of that scripture. That's what John could have wrote. What he was forbidden to write is what the prophet is saying in a vision. It's what the prophet is experiencing. Seven angels coming down. That's what the thunders uttered. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother, sister.
Amen. Amen.
Are we in the book?
Tiri mubuku, eh?
Is this what the prophet said? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise, I just waited so that soaks in.
Dango mira kuti izvi zvinyatso kudzika kusinina.
When he connected the vision of the seven angels with Revelation 10:3-4. He paused. And he says, I waited to see if it really soaks in.
Our
Bible
is now complete.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you far the church man.
Are you not?
I want to borrow me some area. Let's give me a hand of prayer. Oh man, I just don't profit, Amazon. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. What prophet? What prophet? Be delivered. That doesn't prophet that we're delivering.
This is not a prophet of deliverance.
We are delivered already, man.
Amen.
But you know this, man.
But you know it.
Amen. We got a message, brother. Something that was hidden out there. Time has come. Pull that up.
And
slot it back in the
Bible.
Amen. Revelation 10:7.
Revelation
10:3-4. Something was omitted there. And it was written on the back of the Bible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what happened? That was silence in heaven there. But it was broken down here. When the prophet took what was written on the backside of the Bible and slotted it back in the Bible. And what is that? The coming of seven angels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To reveal the mystery of the second coming of Jesus Christ. To give me the title of deeds. To give me overcoming power.
Rapturing
faith is here. Everything is here, brother. And the bride cannot fail this time.
Did
you know what he said? In Sabino
Canyon.
When he was praying. His hands lifted up in heaven. What comes in his hand, brother? When he was praying. Inquiring from God, what does this blast mean? Am I dying, Lord? And God sent down into the hand of the prophet the book of God, the sword, the word. And the prophet says, that's the sword of the king. And what is the sword of the king? It's the full word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he says, help me, oh God. Lord, this bride with this holy vessel that
is
received from heaven. Seven angels bringing the title deed. Oh, sister,
and
you are free.
Wasonungurwa.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
We hear, brother.
Tinonzwa ama.
Amen. Those certain rages.
Kuti kunyange Satan
we cannot be defeated.
Hatikwanise kukundwa.
We can't be defeated.
Hatigone kukundwa. Hatikundike.
One thing that God can do.
Chime
chine
marita
singakwanisa brother.
Kukundikana.
I will never fail thee.
And
I will never forsake thee. But I shall be with thee. I shall be in you. To the end of this world. A little while, this world may not see me. But you shall see me. Hallelujah. Isaac. Shall be with you. I shall be in you, man. Shall be in you. To the end of the world. And the very signs I'm doing here. Thou shalt do them greater works than these. Short and powerful demonstration of power. Thou shalt do it. Not another brother. But you shall do that. Are we that far? Says. Is this the time? Is this the hour? Are we that far? What was out there, brother, is back in there. Is that not our behold? The word of God is in our hands. They had it in part there, brother. Daniel had it in part. Joshua had it in part. Paul had it in part. But we got the fullness of the God yet bodily dwelling in the church. That's preeminence. Hallelujah. Threefold purpose of God. He's now resident in his church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you come to church, no wonder why. When this book was revealed, when all the seals on the back side were opened, the elders, 4 and 20 elders, they cast down their crowns, brother, and broke into a new song. Hallelujah!
Amen.
They broke into spontaneous revelation of a song, and they begin to sing a new song. Hallelujah! And say, they declared, we are now kings and priests. He has made us to reign and rule on the earth. Brother, sister, you must begin to rule. Rule over those devils. Rule over those demons. Rule over that cancer. Rule over that BP.
Who's
that cancer here?
Tell that cancer.
You would say, Aiwa. Not this time.
Uta kenza yo kuti zvakwana.
You are encroaching.
You are encroaching.
No go area.
Kunzimbo isingasvikwe.
Draw a line and say, pana panopa wagumira.
Mupe ipa kenza muganhu kuti.
Hallelujah.
Don't go over bounds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel I must ascend somewhere, brother.
Amen.
Oh my God, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have come to this point, brother. Tasvika pachinzimbo hama. Where we are supposed to see the revelation. Of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Revealed in the church. Because if I could take my time to read the code that I wanted to read. That is Breach 212.
Breach 212.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
When that book was taken from heaven. His destination was not the prophet. His destination was not the 4 and 20 elders. His destination was not William Branham. His destination was here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What Adam lost back there, brother, we have fellowship by relationship. Eternal life. Ted Poo. Speak the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The speech is restored. What Adam lost there is back here. What I'm preaching here wasn't be able to be preached back there. But now we are preaching it. We are declaring it. Declare his name in Zion. The people that shall be created shall praise his name.
We are
here, brother,
to
declare the generation of Jesus
Christ.
Let it be known. There is a special people that are rising up by the secret of what God has declared. They are connected back to what Adam lost. There's something building. There's something growing in you right now. Glory be to God. It's from inside out. One day you walk out and walk up like Sarah, like Abraham. Do you know the rapture is on right now?
Munozaire kuti kubvutwa kuri kutoitika iye zvino.
We bypassed our theophany.
Takanzenga mutumbi wedu weshoko.
But our theophany is coming now.
Asi iye zvino mutumbi wedu weshoko uri kudzoka.
The preaching of this word.
Kuparidzwa kwevhangeri rino.
Taking you back to your theophany.
Uri kukudzosera kumutumbi wako weshoko.
Hallelujah. And the change is already happening.
Zvinoshanduko iri kutoitika nechekare.
As you listen and believe this way.
Paunoteerera uchitenda shoko iri.
Something is already happening.
Pane chiri kutoitika nechekare.
You're no longer the same person that you were.
Hausisiri munhu mumwe kumashure uya.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Something is happening within here.
Pane zviri kutoitika mukati umo.
You're already in an exodus.
Wame mukutokubuda nechekare.
Moving from natural into supernatural. From the mind of a man, which is an enemy of God, into the mind of Jesus Christ. And the full word of God has come, brother, to make sure you are right back where Adam was standing before the fall. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Church of the Living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to believe. As we stand up on our feet right now. Glory be to God. Oh, if you could read that quote. In breach. Praise God.
Amen.
You find out that the prophet is disclosing while he's anointing. Let me just read that quote for you. Now watch real close. This is something you must get. He has been doing his material work, making intercessions for the believer for 2,000 years. He has been back. He
has
been back there. A lamb now. He's stepping forth from eternity. To take the title deed book. And to break the seals. And reveal the mysteries. When of it. At the end time. Do you get it? Alright. We'll go on there. Praise God. Now break the seals and release all the mysteries to them, to the seventh angel whose message is to reveal all the mysteries of God. So he broke those mysteries and gave it to the seventh messenger at the end time for him to bring it to you. So Jesus is no longer in heaven.
Saka Jesu haasiri kudenga.
He's right now midst.
Aripo pakati pedu.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
What are we gathering for, brother?
Satakaunganira pano hama.
Is to recognize his presence. I want you to seriously think, brother, sister.
Amen.
We gather to recognize the presence of the Lord.
Taunganira kuti ticherechedze kuya kwa uwepo wa Jesu.
We gather together.
Taungana pamwe chete.
In oneness.
Muhumwe.
Hallelujah. One revelation.
Muchizariro chimwe.
Praise God. One vision and your focus.
Muchiratidzwa chimwe chete uye takatonandisa vipapo.
And we create that unity.
Tikusika humwe uyu.
Amen. With this revelation.
Nechizaruro ichi.
We are creating an atmosphere.
Tikusika upo.
Hallelujah. Of the presence of God.
We uwepo hamwari.
We realize we are not worshiping a God.
Who
is still on his throne in heaven.
But
a God in our midst. Brother, you move in our midst. You find the cripples just rising up and walk away.
The crutches were just thrown away, brother, without even hands laid on nobody. You just walk away from your situation. What? You could have realized the presence of this Almighty God who is amidst His people. Not in heaven, but always in His church. For He has already sworn, I will never leave you, nor forsake you, but I shall be with you. I will be in you right up to the end of this world. So my brother, sister, let's bow our heads now.
Oh my,
glory be to God. Think, my brother. Oh, glory be to God. We are in the presence of God. The prophet did not slip away and leave us to wonder. No, my sister, they are not left alone. Hallelujah. He is right here. All we need, my brother, my sister, is to open our spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. And welcome our Eternal Father, who is right there. Oh, just extend your faith and welcome your Isaac. And say, I welcome you, Isaac. All this long, I've been wondering, but you are here. I realize you are here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to His holy name.
Amen.
We are not left alone, my brother. He is here, brother. He is here, my sister. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what do you need right now? We are in the time and season of the third pool. Hallelujah. The spoken word is restored. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are restored back. You can speak, my sister. You can speak, my brother. The speech is restored. Adam is restored. It's time to go back to the beginning. Back to the garden. Back to power. Back to authority. Oh God, help us to realize your presence. When we realize your presence, Lord, every cripple, Lord, hallelujah, will be delivered. Our situations, Lord, will melt away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, may God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God, amen.